Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Free in God's love. 1 John 4, verse 18. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear possesses torment. He that possesses fear is not made perfect in love. We are free to receive God's love. God so loved us, He so loved the entire world, that He sent His own precious dear Son to give His life in order that we might receive life. That is pure love. Years ago, I heard a story, whether it was true or not, I'm not sure. It was of a small boy that was donating one of his organs to his sister. And as he was preparing to be wheeled into the operating room in order to remove the organ that was going to be transferred over to his sister, he asked one of the nurses, "How long before I die?" And she began to cry and had to leave the room. Here was a young boy that he didn't realize that to donate his organ was not going to end his life, but was going to save the life of his sister. And he had been prepared to die in order that she might receive life. When he was told that he was not going to die, and his sister was going to live, he was so happy, but he was willing to give his life for someone that he loved. How much do we love those around us? How free are we to share God's love in such a way that we would let go of our own satisfaction, our own comfort, our own desires in order to make others find the joy that is everlasting and eternal? We are free to love in the way that God has loved us. In fact, we are told that we are to do for others as we would have others do for us. We take care of ourselves. Well, maybe not as well as we should, but we do take care of ourselves. And in like manner, we need to take care of those around us. We need to give of ourselves freely in order that others might receive the joy that comes from knowing Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. We are free indeed. We have eternity waiting for us. We need not fear death. We need not fear the future. We need not fear anything. We need to have the joy of salvation, the joy of knowing that regardless of what we go through, we have an eternity waiting for us that is so full of satisfaction and joy and contentment and worthwhile activities that we cannot even imagine it. What joy awaits us? What love awaits us? And it's all free for God's children. It's part of being a member of God's own family. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you have given us the love of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that we might share that love of Jesus with those around us, that they might come to know you in a new and real way. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today. Be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.